you watching by internet and Roku and Periscope, we welcome you into this Money Coming Conference here at World Shakers. I have some things that the Lord have revealed to me. I have enough people here who are familiar with my ministry to be able to get it out. As you know, you have to have the atmosphere for it. And revelation have to have a partaker, somebody who can receive it instead of just emotionally, but receive it and put it into practice. Amen? So, Father, as these, your children's soul, we thank you tonight for being in alignment with the Holy Spirit. We thank you to be in alignment, divine alignment with your will. We thank you that these services are covered by your blood, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you in the second heaven, everything that is against this meeting is dismounted. Power is broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you that we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand. Open every eye, open every ear, open every heart. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory for what be wrought. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of your holy child, Jesus. We thank you that any manifestation that need in this house tonight, the manifestation will come. We'll talk on finances, but healing can come. Wisdom can come for such a situation in our life. We thank you and praise you for it. We praise your mighty name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe seated, I want to read three or four scriptures to set a foundation for this opening night. There in Luke chapter 12, the first scripture I want to read, Luke 12, open your Bible there. I want to read this scripture. This scripture Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, or fear not, that's the first thing, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You notice that? Then look over in Luke 17. 17, and look at the 21st verse. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Yeah. Now it is said in studying this text that the Pharisees who he was talking with, the kingdom of God wasn't in them. But he was saying, Jesus was saying himself, I am the kingdom of God in your midst. See, he established himself of being the kingdom of God. But you hear the Bible says, the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And then it says, now the kingdom of God is within us because if Christ in us, if Jesus in us, the kingdom of God is in us. Then he goes over and say, over in Matthew 6:33 now, follow me now. I'll give you something in a moment, but follow me. You have to follow me now. Is the Father good pleasure to give us the kingdom? See, the kingdom has something to do with abundance. And is the Father good pleasure to give us the kingdom? Then he said the kingdom of God is within you. So if the kingdom of God within me, and is the Father good pleasure to give me the kingdom of God within me, and the kingdom of God is a kingdom of abundance, why I don't have my abundance? We're going to find that out tonight. Going to show you how to step off into the abundance of God. All right? Now, you know, everybody probably know it by heart, Matthew 6:33. Now, the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew, the Lord really was emphasizing major kingdom principles. I believe the 40 days before Jesus left, he said he taught them in Acts 1:3, things pertaining to the kingdom of God. I think he took them back to Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Because he had finished. It was clear enough in those three chapters for you to know how to operate in higher law. The reason some people don't have their money, they operate in lower laws, outside laws. But there are some inner laws. You listening? There are some inner laws that the Lord want to reveal to us that are going to bring you right out. I wish you listened. That there's some inner law. They're so powerful. They're so powerful. For the last 27 years, they never fail a test. I teach them to never fail. And then personally, in my own life, and then I'm laying claim on them for you tonight. If it worked the first time, it worked the second time, it ought to work the third time. So here we got this familiar scripture after Jesus had taught many things about not worrying, not being fearful about how you're going to make it. And he established himself as the source of the kingdom, the supplier. Okay? All right. Never in your life again say, I live on a fixed income. Never, never say that. That's an insult to the kingdom. That's humanism overriding the spirit. You don't know how much God wants you to have. So here in 6:33, get down, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now he's telling us seek the kingdom. He said he want to give us the kingdom. He said the kingdom in us.
Right.
Now he says seek the kingdom. Seek how to get the kingdom to manifest. You're not really looking for the kingdom. You already have the kingdom. You're a kingdom citizen. But there are laws and there are principles that caused this kingdom to function. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then he says that all these things should be added. All right, did you follow me thus far?
Yes, sir.
One more scripture. Did you follow me thus far?
Yes, sir.
See, you're going to get lost in the fog if you don't follow me tonight, because I'm going to share something with you that the Holy Ghost has shared with me that's going to change your life almost instantly. Change your money. It's easy. Tell somebody it's easy. You almost want to tell them, I don't see it yet, but it's easy. It's easy. Now, Matthew 13 is a parable chapter. And there are eight or nine keys he gives us in those parables. But I just want you to go to the 13th chapter and I want you to look, because I want to keep pressing this kingdom instruction here to you. In Matthew 13:11, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Mysteries.
Say it. Mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it is not given. Now, why would he go here in the 12th verse? Why would he say what he said in the 12th verse? He says, for whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have. What is that? More abundant, right? He shall have what?
More
abundant. But whosoever has not, then that's what end we've been on. Every time you get a little money, something take it. You smiling and trying to put some clothes in the washing machine, the doggone thing break. Oh, God. I just got this $700 on the side. Now this thing broke down. Something take it. Why you think you don't have it yet? Some taking it. So this mystery of the kingdom and how the kingdom function will stop you being taken.
Yes, sir.
Remember all the scripture now. We said he want to give us a kingdom. Remember? Went through. All right. Now, here's what we're going to deal with. Kingdom, I want you to write this down. Kingdom abundance cometh to me through kingdom favor. It's a favor. Say it's a favor. I don't have to fight for it. It is a favor. All right, get that established in your heart. Get it established in your mind. That kingdom abundance, and we're talking about money. Kingdom abundance cometh to me through kingdom favor. Now let me give you one or two seals to seal you so you'll know when I start going in that direction, you'll know what being established. Number one, you will have divine financial influence the rest of your life. Once you learn how to function in the principles and the laws of the kingdom and the mysteries of the kingdom and the secret of the kingdom, you will have divine financial influence the rest of your life. You will be marked with financial favor that you cannot explain. Are you following me? Man, it's the right crowd here. I feel it. I'm going to be again. Secondly, I want to see you with this. Men and women will come to you and ask, how did you get to be so blessed so fast? I know your family. I know your intellect. I know your education. I know where you're from. But how did you get so blessed so fast? It will actually, I hear the Holy Ghost saying this, it will actually turn out to be an overnight deal. I heard the Holy Ghost say. You get the right revelation that become a reality to you, and you get your soul in divine alignment with your spirit, manifestation got to come. I don't want y'all to tear this place up. I'm gonna get the third one. We just starting now. We got to go tomorrow night. At least we got to need it till tomorrow night until Sunday. We're in it anyway. Don't tear it down tonight. But this is one that there's another seal. That's what the Lord told me. Some of y'all need to hear this one. The ugly head of debt will be cut off in your life forever. The ugly head of debt will be cut off in your life forever as we learn these principles. I'll give you one more. The kingdom of God is designed for you to live in abundant favor forever. Now, sit down so you can take notes. You can't preach this without make notes. John 10:10 and Ephesians 3:20. I'm not going to even read them, but you can't even teach about abundance without going there. First of all, I want you to make a note of this. There's absolute abundance in the kingdom of God. Let that soak now. Let that soak. You see, you have to know that. You have to know that the kingdom of God is the kingdom of abundance.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
There's absolute abundance in the kingdom of God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Secondly, It is possible to have total favor with the ruler of that abundance. Yeah, they didn't hear me. They didn't hear me. He wants you to have favor. Don't let your situation talk you out of your favor. You have to be able, when you understand that it's possible to have total favor with the ruler of that abundance, that absolute abundance, that abundance that natural economy cannot stop. The government can't stop it. Jesus set forth the truth of abundance using the parable about the sower. He said the seed that fell on good ground, he said, yield crops of 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. Somebody read, you read that before, right? Huh? That's abundant. Yeah, returns of 10,000, 6,000, and 3,000%. You feel like calling your bank and cuss them out right now, right? So now you have to see this next point. You see, there's no economic recession, no shortage in the kingdom of God. What I say? Because God is the only true free being. His kingdom is a sphere of total possibility. Let me walk through this with you, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me walk, and then the Holy Spirit is going to come in a special way. You remember the story of Jesus multiplying the loaves and fish. He took a little boy at lunch. You remember that, right?
Yes, sir.
He consulted the kingdom within. From the Father. It multiplied and fed more than 5,000 hungry people. That was a kingdom move.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
Yes, sir. I heard something again the Lord said here. When you learn how to properly flow in the kingdom and make kingdom move properly, all your finances are going to be smooth. Yeah. Somebody raise your hand and you'll take some of that. The God of the kingdom is total health, he's total life, he's total energy, he's total strength, and he's total provision. There's nothing cheap about God. Religion and low revelation have made God cheap. Bible talks about Jesus in Luke 2:40 and Luke 2:52 in the matter of favor. Jesus was our perfect illustration of God's bestower, and Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature in favor with God and man. That you can have that.
Yes,
you're going to have that.
Yes,
I said you're going to have that.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 for a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kingdom abundance cometh to me through kingdom favor. I'll never be broke another day in my life. We about to shut this thing down, baby. I don't know. Yeah, we're gonna shut this down. There's no reason. And you know, I thought about coming into an atmosphere like I travel in the atmosphere of these different churches. We don't have nothing to fight about. I come to bless you. You know. Everybody can't have a blessing. You know, some people talk about just a little bit. I ain't got no time for that. Real blessing. See, and some people when they can see y'all flowing with that money, they can't handle it. Ooh, it bothers them.
Yes, sir.
So they call, I don't go. Tell us. Think of it. We have access to the Father, standing before Him in His favor. Then we have the prospect of continuous blessing. Now listen to what the next statement is going to say. We have favor with Him in the invisible world. So we need a manifestation. We need a demonstration. We need to know how to tap into that mystery and let that mystery unfold. And since He ruled even the visible world that try to ignore Him, He gives us favor there as well. I have favor in the invisible world because I'm a kingdom citizen, but that favor can flow into the visible world and cause things to happen that couldn't happen no other way. Look at Psalm 512. Ever since you accepted Christ, you've been surrounded. Now, this is going to knock through. You've been surrounded by money favor.
Yes, sir.
You're surrounded with a shield of favor. See, that shield of favor is financial favor also. God never do nothing half cocked. Oh, I just mark Ephesians 2:4-7 and read it yourself. But I'm about to make a statement here. You must know the power of favor from the invisible world. We always trying to get favor in the visible world. We always depending on if this person just helped me. If I could just get a break. You got a break. But it's in another world. And that world ruled this world. You're not hearing me clearly. You have favor from the invisible world. The world that made this world must know how it works. Must know how to overpower it.
Yes, sir.
Listen, financially, it's time to leave your old life in the dust. You begin to work these kingdom principles. You begin to seek the kingdom principles so you know how to make that kingdom manifest in your life. You begin to blow your neighbor out the water. Blow your relative out the water. Say, y'all better come go with me because I'm about to go to another level. Now you're going to have to upset somebody. I tell you right now, you plan on going here? You're going to have to upset somebody because everybody can't go here. So if you can't stand a few words being said about you ugly, if you can't stand a few faces looking at you turn their head, if you can't handle that, you can't handle this. You got to be strong to handle this, baby. But my God, you can enjoy yourself. Your neighbors be blowing hot fire out of their mouth. When that kingdom go to manifest it, they don't understand it. You see, some of you are asking the question right now. When is this going to happen to me? I want to answer you. It already has happened. I'm just coming here to tell you how to push it. Your figures doesn't mean you don't have it. Oh, you got it. But you have to know how to manifest it. Through the mystery, through the secret. I brought a piece of paper with me. I turned Word of Life on to it last night. I should have had it so I can put it on the board, but I won't sit down. I want you to write something down because I think, you see, the Bible, the characters in the Bible, we get so excited over them, but it's not the characters in the Bible they're going to produce. Listen to me. There's the written Bible. Somebody shake a Bible at me. That's the written Bible. And in your hand you hold the hidden Bible. All right? The written Bible is not going to do nothing for you. You've been reading it, haven't you? But the hidden Bible, when you make a discovery, when something is uncovered by the Holy Ghost and the power come with it. Now, from now on, when you read the Bible, remember the Bible is not talking to Daniel or David, not even Jesus. The Bible is talking to you. See what God is saying to you through that character. It'll come alive. Now, two words. One is S-O-T-E-R-I-C, esoteric. The other one is E-X-O-T-E-R-I-C. These two words, some years ago, I came upon these two words, and the Lord said, now it's time to bring it to the body of Christ. E-S-T-E-R, E-S-O-T-E-R-I-C, exoteric. Now, I think I'll show you the negative one first. E-X-O-T-E-R-I-C. Oh, this is important. Yes, sir. I'm not no school teacher. I don't know my English. But I know this. Exoteric, E-X, which means the outer. Based on everyday understanding. All right? You can read the Bible like that, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It does not require any transformation of consciousness. Romans 9:1 says, look at Romans 9:1. In Romans 9:1, Romans 12:2, there got to be some transformation. Exoteric, the outer, and assume that the everyday mind can understand reality. And assume that the everyday mind can understand reality. Again. No. No. The things of God is unreal to the regular mind.
That's right. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Like you being rich?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So the regular mind is unreal.
Right.
And that's why it's unreal, because you got to go into the renewed mind. And recognize that God wants me rich. And stop biting your lip when you say it. My goodness. Now, esoteric, E-S-O-T, now boys, y'all need to preach this, which means inner, profound, heavy, deep, inner meaning. That's how you got to read that Bible. Designed for or understood by the specially initiated.
Uh-huh.
Everybody can't get it.
Everybody.
It's private.
Yes,
it's secret.
Secret.
And it's beyond the reach of the average intelligence.
Yes, that's right.
So that's the way we have to read the Bible.
Right.
Esoterically.
Yes, sir.
The inner meaning.
Inside.
The hidden meaning. The inside. Oh, yeah, I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
Somebody been reading it on the outside?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you all are being into it.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm here for you. I'm not here against you. I'm not here to talk you down. I'm here to talk you up. But I want you to listen to what I'm saying. This ain't no Sunday school here tonight. You enter into a kingdom partnership with God, with those two truths of abundance and favor established. Those two got to be established. We are ready for the fact that God has entered into a partnership with redeemed man. I want to say he entered into a financial partnership with you. He needs some treasure. You got anything up in here? God needs somebody to handle some money for him. And have a good time while you're doing it. Listen to this. Listen to this. He has given us the potentials of cooperating with his spirit in the whole work of the kingdom. Prayer is the link between finite man and infinite purposes of God. See, the prayer get you in the realm where God is.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
One of the things I prayed about in this meeting is being in line with the divine will of God. In these three sections. And when there's revelation flowing about the kingdom, in its ultimate sense, it consists of determining God's will and then doing it on earth.
Yes, sir.
Let me look at this scripture here. There's two or three scriptures here I want to look at real quick. We get the emotion later. Let's get this. Let's get this devotion down right here. Read this map, man. Look at Jeremiah 23:18. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, what did he say? Job 36:11. And you have to, if you're willing and obedient, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend what? They shall spend what? Where? And their years what? Psalm 35:27, I'll back that up. I just want to see, it's pleasing to God. The kingdom, it's pleasing to Psalm 35:27. It's pleasing to the Lord. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continue, let the Lord be magnified. Listen to this. Which have pleasure. So could you sit here and think that God don't want you prosper and prosper to give him pleasure? Could you sit here and think that God not going to help you to prosper and prosper to bring him pleasure? You going to talk against prosperity? Why are you wondering do God want you to have it? He told you already. The invisible kingdom. That we will see and hear. And our role in partnership can become active if we fully believe God have discerned his will. Now listen to this. Christ said that we may translate that will from the invisible world to the visible world by the spoken word. See, once you get a revelation of it, Christ said that we may translate that will from the invisible world, the kingdom is the invisible kingdom, to the visible world by the spoken word. Mark 11:23. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. What he said? You have it. You just spoken in existence. That's all God was doing in Genesis.
Yes, sir.
He designed you to be able to do the same thing. They gave the description of God in Romans 4. He said, God called things that be not as though they were. He called in something out of one world into this world. When you see yourself in the scripture, whatever that scripture says belong to you. Stop reading the Bible not seeing no money. It's in there. Silver and gold is in there. It's all over the Bible. It's the largest subject in the Bible. Abundant, increase, prosperity, wealth. Speak his word, you can change things from the invisible world. The missing link, the speaking has been the missing link between what we believe and what we do.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
See, can you hear this? You must get on the right frequency and you pick up a program. So it is when listening to the Lord. There's a frequency.
Yes, sir.
He's speaking constantly. But we're often on the wrong frequency. We done got off on the Baptist frequency and the Methodist frequency and the Catholic and the Word of Faith frequency. No, you need to be on the Holy Ghost frequency. This doctor frequency and this bishop frequency and this apostle, you better get on the Holy Ghost frequency. Listen, once he has spoken to us, we are to speak after him. Once he says mine, it's my job to say it's mine. And keep on saying it's mine because he says it's mine. We're supposed to say what God says. Don't say what you see. Say what you believe. I don't know how many times I said I was rich before I became rich. Manifest, boy, I said it though. I pointed at cars, houses. I pointed at stuff. Hey, there I go. I had my whole family, my little kids in the car. They holler, let me go, Dad. I said, that's us. That's us. That's $1,000. That's us. See, you got to say it. See, stop talking about your problem. Your problem, we already know you, and you already know your problem. Y'all already acquainted. Talk about somebody you don't know about. Talk about, get something else going. Don't ever let nobody know you're broke. That's not their business. Tell them when you get rich. Say, baby, I got it. Baby, I got it. See, people are like, baby, I got it. Oh, baby, I got it. Let's transfer. Give me a few more minutes. And the material world God have chosen to enter into partnership with us is co-labored. I'm reading some things to you. Whom he is grooming for the perfect visible establishment of his kingdom on earth. God is grooming you. God will not groom you. God will not groom you broke.
That's right.
If that's so, I don't want that groom. I don't want to be just a poor pilgrim trying to get a piece of bread. That's not right. We've been taught that a lot of times, but it's not right. God is programming you to be blessed, to be rich, to have more than enough. That's why Jesus died. So kingdom frequency, write that down. Kingdom partnership and kingdom harmony. Be harmonious with the kingdom on the inside. Agree with God. Don't care what it looks like. I don't care what wind blowing, what storm falling. Just let it fall. Just agree with God. You really got to act like you're out of your mind. And see, some of y'all are too dignified to do that. But y'all want to save your mind. You want to please make everybody thank you so much. Man, just get ugly. I'm tired of this lack. I'm tired of this lack. We have the mind of Christ, so speak the mind of Christ.
Yes, sir.
We must see that by living in the kingdom now, we enter back into what man lost in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. We return to the authority God gave us at the creation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like Adam, we hear the Lord's voice revealing the secrets of the world. Your money look like a valley of dry bone? Hear what the Lord say. And say the same, oh, ye dry bone. Talk tongue. Oh, you dry wallet. You dry check account. Speak tongue. Oh, you dry bone, you about to live. You have to speak life into your finances. You have to talk to it and tell it where it's going. As he speak, we speak. You know.
Yes.
You know Ezekiel, in that valley of our dry bone. Now he saw those bones was very dry. Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
So when the Lord asked him what to do, he said, Lord, you know.
Yeah.
And then he started repeating what God said.
Yeah.
The bones were still dry. There's very many, but he heard what God said.
Yeah.
He was bold enough.
Yeah.
If your account dry tonight,
yeah.
Hear what the Lord is saying to you.
Yeah.
Say what he said.
Yeah.
Don't say what your account saying.
Yeah.
Did the bone come alive?
Yeah.
If those bones came alive,
yeah.
Guess what? Tonight, your money can come alive. Speak to it. I'm a kingdom citizen. I have a right to have abundance. I'm blessing the city. I'm blessing the field. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm the lender. Speak to it. My time has come. The $1,000 check, that's the way she walked. You tired of that old house? Speak to it. Say, I won't be here long with you. Right now, I'm going somewhere else. I'm moving real soon. To it. Say what God said. Tell three people, say what God said. It's true. It's real. It works. His word never fails. Look at Isaiah 55:11. Open your Bible. You ain't got to sit down. Look at your Bible. Isaiah 55:11. Jeremiah 1:12 says he watches over his word to perform it. There he tells us his word will not return to him void. It will accomplish and prosper. Whereunto he sent it. And when you're talking by faith, it's not you sending it, it's God sending it. Money coming to me right now. The money just keep on coming. I will never be broke another day in my life. Because I'm rich. Just tug somebody on the shoulder and tell them you're rich and you don't know it. Hurry up, catch up. Catch up, catch up, catch up. Catch up, catch up. Now hit him again. Hit him again. Push him now. Push him again. Listen, look at me, look at me. Push him again. Push him again. Tell him you're rich and you know it. And you're rich and you know it. And you're rich. You're rich and you know it. You really want to shout? Do you really want to shout? Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost just told me. You're rich and you know it and you're about to show it. That's the Holy Ghost, man. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost, man. That's the Holy Ghost. Give me that scripture in Amos. Well, it won't be long now. It won't be long. Tell somebody it won't be long. It won't be long. You're rich and you know it and you're about to show it. Tell somebody that. Tell them you're rich. Ah! Give me that. You got it? Where is that? Show it to me. And it's in the messenger box, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You got it? Look at that guy. Get out. Get out. Yeah, what? I know it's a little crowded in here. But yes, indeed. You just got to dance a little bit and it won't be long now. It won't. It won't be long now. They're going to happen so fast. Your head will swim. You really want to shout? My head been swimming the last 20 years. When it start happening, I'm telling you, when it start happening, you're not going to be able to keep up with it. Don't lose heart. Don't quit. Stick with it. Keep feeding your spirit. Keep feeding your mind. It's finally got to happen. It won't be long now. You become prosperly drunk on a daily basis. Now, when you're prosperly drunk, you just do things. You don't have to consult with nobody. Just wake up drunk that morning. Just go out there and do something big. One thing fast on the heel of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look. Blessing. Say blessing. Blessing. Like wine pouring out of the mountain hill. I'll make everything right again. going to do with this? What are we going to do with this? Let me finish sealing you. I'm going to close. Let me finish sealing you. Let me finish sealing. All right, my fellow. Let me go back here. Let me go back here. Jesus is saying, you are not complete until you permit me to let you walk in my abundance. Your Christian life is not complete with just a song, with just a prayer. Jesus said, you're not complete. I am come that you might have life and you might have it. I'm not finished with you yet. Listen. Prosperity and abundance are kingdom powers that must flow through you in the earth realm that my goodness can be put on display.
Yes, sir.
Look at Jeremiah 33:9. I love that voice. Look at Jeremiah 33:9. Let me read Jeremiah 33:9. Come on. Oh, that's right, girl. Get drunk by yourself. I feel like cutting up myself. Man, listen, look what it says. Look. Prosperity and abundance are kingdom power that must flow through you in the earth realm that my goodness can be put on display. How many want God to use you there? The shout must begin now. Listen, let me read the whole thing. The shout must begin now, and you will see every wall fall. Hey! By coming to grip with the fact that I am the Lord of all. He said to you, this is not a season, but it is done for a reason. That my righteous cause be favored, and that my name be magnified. So we're not looking for no season no more. We got a reason for this to happen. Let me finish reading this and you shout after. I want you to hear the whole thing. Now see yourself standing in overflowing abundance, waiting for instruction from the Holy Ghost, telling you what's your next move. Now shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to give you this one more. One. These are things God spoke in my heart for this meeting. These are fresh things. This has never been written before. God is calling you to financial saturation that will enable you to handle every situation. Lift your hand and praise God. There's a saturation. That's a saturation of abundance God wants you to have. Now unto him that is able to do abundantly, above all that we ask or think. According to what? That's partnership. See, that's abundant partnership. See, God can't do for you without you. So tonight, in the name of Jesus, I speak financial boldness on you. That when you speak from this night forward, finances will obey you. They will recognize you as a voice that know what it's speaking about, because you'll be speaking after God. Saying the same thing that God is saying about your situation. I'm blessed, man. Don't worry during those shortest moments. They're there for a reason. They can't last if you keep coming to meeting like this. Because in this house, you didn't only hear words, but something being imparted to you. You understand what's going on? Lift your hand and give God thanks. Come on, come on now. Lift your hand, give him thanks. Seem good to the Holy Ghost, and I just bow to the Holy Ghost. But I want you to do this because I think it's gonna break something loose in you. I want you to tell six people, I got this. Six people. I said six. To tell six more people, and this got me. Now watch what come out the apostle mouth. You got it. You got it. You got it. I said you got it. What the word said? Believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe his prophet. What you do? You'll prosper. You got it. Say, I got it. Give us some jumping music. Give us some jumping music just for a few minutes. Bow! Come on now, boy, get it together. Let's go. We ready. I got it.